Evelyn's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Episode 32, Trapped. Now, 14 months ago, I got a green light for the transformation of my body from male to female. That day I was allowed to start HRT, hormone replacement therapy. This means that I got medication to stop the effects of the male hormones my body is still producing, and I got female hormones to replace them. It was also the day I could officially start my RLT, real life test, which means that I was required to live full time as a woman and to come out to my environment. Of course, living full time as a woman was not a problem for me. I had been doing that for several years already, and I had been hoping I wouldn't have to go through the full real life test because of that. But that turned out not to be the case. The hospital handles sex change according to a strict protocol, and I have not been able to nibble even a second of the required 18 months of real life test. So I have still 4 months to go. It sounds like I'm almost there, doesn't it? It sounds like I will be eligible for the SRS, sex reassignment surgery, this summer. Well, I'm afraid it will take a little longer. The only thing that happens after the 18 months of real life test is that I will be added to the bottom of the waiting list for an operation. And due to lack of funding, lack of operating rooms and lack of personnel, it may take another year before it is really my turn. I can tell you this is difficult to cope with. People often say a transsexual is a female trapped in a male body, or vice versa, and that is exactly what it feels like at the moment. There's very little I can do at the moment except wait, wait, and wait. It seems like all the great adventures of transitioning are behind me, except for that final cut. I know there's more to transitioning than this. I know the SRS is not the end of the process, but merely the start of a new phase. And I feel so ready for that. I can hardly wait to move on. But I do have to wait. There is nothing I can do about it. And meanwhile, I'm getting older and older, and I see many transsexuals around me, most of them younger than me, who do get their operation and disappear from the transgender scene to move into their lives as newborn women. And I stay behind, trapped in my male body. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snell from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.